Om Shanti, good morning. Today is 2nd September 2019. Essence is Sweet Children. This is a wonderful spiritual gathering, the satsang, where you are taught to die alive. Only those who die alive become swans. So anyone hearing this who doesn't have knowledge would think that we are crazy. I mean, who comes here to die? They come here to live, right? Actually, one of the funny, or perhaps not so funny, things that we Kumaris were taught in the center when we moved into the center in London back in the 70s and 80s was marmar sik sik juk juk. So this is Hindi, marmar sik sik juk juk. And translated, it means die, die, learn, learn, bow, bow. In other words, if you want to live at the center, then at every step you have to die a little bit, you have to keep learning, and you also have to bow and be humble. And this is the kind of advice I think any mother might give to her daughter before she goes to her in-laws, that she should not react to her mother-in-law and instead make some effort or attempt to listen and change. So whether it's Gyan or elsewhere, there is this constant dying of some kind we need to learn if we are to live and cooperate with others. And we can either choose to see this as a positive move, whereby we think we are learning to harmonize sanskars, or as a negative, where I feel like a loss or an injury in my life. So I think the key word today in the essence of the Murli, which makes it acceptable and honorable, is the word to learn. Like, we are not being killed, we are being taught, right? Baba's teaching us how to die alive. And this puts a whole different spin to everything. In other cults, they are killed or they are forced to die. Here we are being taught to die. This means there is an active agreement on our part to learn to die. The student arrives and they're ready, they're willing to learn to die. That means I'm in charge of my choice. So nothing is being done to me. Nobody is doing anything to me. I have learned that to die is a bigger gain than to continue living the old way that I was. And that is why I choose to die. So what are we dying to? So Baba said in the blessing that when we surrender, that is known as dying alive. In other words, when we surrender all the different types of mind, this mind and that mind and the other, and just make Baba my one mind. Baba said, strike a true deal with the heart, and I'm saying this, not with the head. So what is the death? So Baba wants us to die to our ego and arrogance. He wants us to die to our old ways, our old patterns. And when we come to Baba, we don't literally die. Like, has anyone lost their bodies yet? No. So we are intact. We have the soul here. We have the body. So nothing is lost in that sense. So what is the death? And it's the death of the old I. It is what I called I, myself, the old I. That I was filled with the ego of everything that I had built up till then. So my personal status, my education, all my awards and achievements, my bulky bank account, my culture, my nationality. Sometimes we're proud of our passport, my house, my whole world, everything. So all that has to go. That is the old world, the old story, and that has to go. I need to die to everything that I feel. In other words, everything that I felt before, or any kind of feeling now, I need to die to that. Because when the body is dead, it doesn't feel anything. No matter how much you pinch it or punch it or how much you insult it. So too, when I have died, when the soul has died to everything, then it doesn't feel anything. It doesn't get emotional. It doesn't get affected. It doesn't get upset. And I remember Dadi Janki once mentioning to Baba that she felt a little sadness. She felt she was making good effort, but somehow there was this little sadness that just appeared from time to time. So Baba replied to her and said that you may have forgotten all your relatives, but they have not forgotten you. And so you need to have extra yoga for them to forget you. So definitely the pull of our karmic accounts will not enable us to die. If there is any outstanding debt with anyone, Laukik or Alaukik, then of course it will be hard for the soul to leave this body. In fact, how can it? It's like here, like in this country, if you have not paid certain bills, they will appear at the time of passport control and you will have to settle those before leaving the country. And this has happened to two people, two separate times when we were taking them to Madhuban, once to meet Baba and once to IPIP retreat. They checked in and everything, and then when they get to the passport control, then last minute, these things appeared on the computer that they had an outstanding bill or telephone bill for several hundred dinars. Whatever it was, something was not settled, and they had to settle that before leaving. And strangely, one of the younger boys who was coming to IPIP, his friend also decided that he's not coming because this one's not coming. So again, I felt, wow, like attachment, you see, makes us lose out on certain things in life. And he could have had a great time at IPIP. But this will all happen practically at the end on a much bigger scale. We will all want to go home, but our accounts will pull us down. And so it's better to die by choice than by force. As we say in Hindi, pyar se ya mar se. So do we want to die with love or do we want to die by force? When we die with love, then we become self-sovereigns, masters, deities. Because we've mastered ourselves, we've mastered the death. We've mastered how to leave this body. It's self-mastery. But when we die by force, then we become slaves and servants. Because we then had to obey. We could not decide for ourselves. We had to be told. So let us take a few moments to take off the mask of ego and to reflect. And reflect what it would be like without the ego. Because that is the biggest death, isn't it? The ego crunch, the ego death. And I think we will notice that just about everyone is dependent upon the support of their ego for a sense of self-worth or self-value. In the Laukik world, everyone carries their ego with them wherever they go. Of course, the executives and the bosses for sure, but even the maid carries her ego with her. Even the small child carries his or her ego with them. And externally, it might come across as an air of arrogance, bossiness or aggressiveness. But internally, it's like the ego is whispering to us, saying that, oh, we're better than them or we're less than them. Or the inner ego will say, well, we are just plain worthless. And of course, none of this is true, right? Ego can be bossiness on one side, but on the other side, it's a total lack of self-respect. And so we feel we are undeserving. So none of these feelings are true. And this ego facade is hiding the truth even from ourselves. So just as darkness is absence of light, so too ego is the absence of the true, authentic self-respect. And if we just had the courage to drop the mask, then we would see who we truly are, and the ego would become redundant. So from my experience, in spirituality, we have to die many times before we can live. With every dying, there is a life that is born. So as the ego dies, the humility is born. As the fear dies, the love takes birth. As the negative intention dies, the positive is born. Like with all the vices, as the greed dies, the contentment is born. As the lust dies, the purity is born. And what is death and dying for those who have recognized that they are immortal? We are eternal. So there is no concept of death actually in our dictionary. In fact, if we think about it, we will not remember these small deaths that we have to die every day, but we will remember the great death of deaths at the end if we're not able to die with one stroke at the end. And so this is where we bring the connection with the satsang. Because as we keep the company of the truth, then we can keep a check on reality. We know what is real, what is false. And then we make effort to wipe away the falsehood and not support it. That is why Baba keeps saying, keep the company of the truth. But which truth? Even Brahmins sometimes become confused. And once Dadi Janki said that if you need to ask advice from anyone, ask from the one who is fully following Srimad. So befriend someone who is smarter than you, stronger than you, someone you can learn from and grow from. Then, as Baba said, we become swans. And swans means beautiful, pure. So Baba is the ultimate truth. And it's also said in the Murli that the company of the truth takes you across and the company of falsehood drowns you. So what's the first company actually? It's the company of our thoughts. So we can begin with that. We can begin by having good thoughts. That we are in charge of. Maybe we don't have a choice over our family members or work colleagues, but we have a choice over our thoughts. So let us keep the mind a pure and sacred place to live in. And I remember a quote that, very lovely quote, goes something like this: I will not allow anyone with dirty feet to walk through my mind. The other good company that we have at Sangam Yug is also the power of the family. And we are all long lost children and all being found again by the Father. And so this is the only time for us to enjoy each other's company. And we may not get to know each other, but I feel at least let us have love and good wishes for each other. That is something we can do from a distance. And back to the company and the coloring of the company, actually none of us are immune. So even within the Brahmin family, we are likely to get influenced by any company we keep, even slightly. So we have to be careful. And we might even start talking like them, behaving like them. In fact, influence is so natural and unconscious, we don't even realize it. And that's why Baba keeps saying, just stick to me, just stick to me, just remember me. And he's asking us to keep his company and not the company of Ravan. And remember, Ravan will do everything in his means to keep us with him. He will show us things and tempt us and lure us. He will try till the last minute because his kingdom is falling apart. And when someone's kingdom is falling apart, they go to all means to try and win. So be careful of the company that you keep. So we have the highest company of truth. We have Baba, Sat Sang, the true gathering also. So why should we settle with Ravan? Acha, have a great day. Om Shanti.